Psalm 10. Why, O Jehovah, do you keep standing afar off? Why do you keep yourself hid in times of distress? In his haughtiness, the wicked one hotly pursues the afflicted one. They get caught by the ideas that they have thought up. For the wicked has praised himself over the selfish longing of his soul, and the one making undue profit has blessed himself. He has disrespected Jehovah. The wicked one, according to his superciliousness, makes no search. All his ideas are, there is no God. His ways keep prospering all the time. Your judicial decisions are high up out of his range. As for all those showing hostility to him, he puffs at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be made to totter, for generation after generation I shall be one who is in no calamity. His mouth is full of oaths and of deceptions and of oppression. Under his tongue are trouble and what is hurtful. He sits in an ambush of settlements. From concealed places he will kill someone innocent. His eyes are on the lookout for someone unfortunate. He keeps lying in wait in the concealed place like a lion in his covert. He keeps lying in wait to carry off some afflicted one by force. He carries off the afflicted one by force when he draws his net shut. He is crushed. He bows down, and the army of dejected ones has to fall into his strong claws. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He has concealed his face. He will certainly never see it. Do arise, O Jehovah. O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the afflicted ones. Why is it that the wicked one has disrespected God? He has said in his heart, You will not require an accounting. For you yourself have seen trouble and vexation. You keep looking on to get them into your hand. To you, the unfortunate one, the fatherless boy, commits himself. You yourself have become his helper. Break the arm of the wicked and bad one. May you search after his wickedness until you find no more. Jehovah is king to time indefinite, even forever. The nations have perished out of his earth. The desire of the meek ones you will certainly hear, O Jehovah. You will prepare their heart. You will pay attention with your ear to judge the fatherless boy and the crushed one, that mortal man who is of the earth may no more cause trembling.